Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here. I'm getting to you from Newark, New Jersey. It's about 6:15 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm about to take off. I'm about to get on that big planer, and I want to teach you the two lessons I learned on my trip to Newark. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here. I'm trying to talk quietly. It's pretty early. I'm here at the Newark airport. I'm about to get on that big plane back there in about an hour. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm here in Newark, New Jersey. Kind of ending a 13 or 14 day trip, but I want to tell you about the two biggest lessons I learned on this trip. I spent all of last week in Birmingham, Alabama with a client who's been working with me for about 2 years, and I finally got an opportunity to go out and meet them at their restaurant. And every one of these trips I go on, I like to share with you one of my lessons. Here's the crazy part. The biggest lesson I learned on that trip to Birmingham didn't happen in the restaurant. It happened when I went to a furniture store. I had a little bit of time to kill. My wife and I are looking at buying a house, and we had a little time to kill, so we went into a furniture store, and from the moment I walked into the furniture store, the gentleman there, it was a very high-end furniture store, and he says to me, right off the bat, he says, well, let me tell you a little bit about us. Have you ever been here before? Let me tell you all about us. And he went on for 10 minutes about their furniture and their quality and everything about the furniture, and never once asked a question about me. Never once said, what brings you into the store? What brings you to Birmingham? What kind of home are you guys buying? Are there any questions you have that I could help you with? Is there anything I can do to make your furniture buying process easier? And I was so turned off by the whole thing of him basically just gloating about how great their furniture was and never once taking the time to ask me a question about me that I just walked right out. Now, I wasn't gonna buy anything anyways because I was in Birmingham and the house that we're building is in Austin, Texas. But the point is, this was a national furniture store, and had I found some stuff in there that I liked, we might have gone and looked at them when we were in Austin. And so I think a lesson here is, a lot of times in the restaurants we do the same thing. We say, welcome to so-and-so, is this your first time here? Let me tell you a little bit about us. But I also teach to ask a question when they sit down, which is, what brings you folks into the restaurant today? And that is such a powerful question that so many of us don't ask, because we assume, well, what brings them in? Obviously food. Well, I'm in a furniture store, obviously furniture, but there's more to that question. What brings you folks into the restaurant today? Are you going to see a movie? Are you on a date? Is this your first time here? Right? Ask them some questions and tailor the experience to them. And this isn't just for fine dining. This may not work perfectly at fast food restaurants.
This will serve as a gate change announcement.
So before I was so rudely interrupted by the lady here, all kidding aside, like I say, this may not work perfectly in your fast food restaurant, but even in your quick service or family style or fine dining restaurants, you've got to find out why your customer is there and know more about them. So then I quickly want to bring you to the second lesson that I learned here. So after Birmingham, I went to New Jersey, where I did a training seminar for some pizza operators at a pizza distributor show. And here was the crazy part. I presented twice to a room full of people on my 5 mandates for a lifetime of restaurant success. And in the whole time in the room, everyone's like, yes, 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 that makes great sense. Yes, yes, yes.
Special announcement for security reasons.
Second rude interruption, but we'll wrap this up here. So everyone's going, yeah, 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 that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And then when I made the offer to get my programmer to work with me, the room empties out. No one has any questions. Now, in the room was a gentleman I've been working with for about 2 years who took his 2 pizza restaurants from about $2 million between the two, working 7 days a week, to $7 million. They do $70,000 a week between these two restaurants. He is living the life of his dreams. He works Monday to Friday, 10 to 3, and that's it. And he was in the room giving a testimonial, telling folks, he said, the two best decisions I ever made in my life were to get married and to buy Ryan's Restaurant Owner's Roadmap program. And I don't tell you that because I want you to buy the program. I mean, I do, but he and I went out for dinner after, and I said, what was the deal with that? All these people respect you, they know you, you've got one of the busiest pizza restaurants in the New Jersey area, and how come even after you were telling them that they gotta do this, no one even wanted to come talk to me? He said, it's ego. And he said, here's the thing. He got invited by a cheese manufacturer, Grande Cheese, to go to, they do an owner summit. They pick their 7 or 8 best operators across the country and fly them out to Wisconsin where they manufacture their cheese to get together for an owner summit. And he said, of the 7 operators, they're the 7 best pizza operators in the country last year. All 7 of them had a coach. He had a coach, which is me, and the 6 others all had a coach. Do you think it's a coincidence that the 7 best pizza operators in the country all had a coach? And then in a room full of people who are struggling with their pizza restaurants, who look at this gentleman as a mentor of theirs, and he's telling them to look to me as their coach because of the results. We grew his restaurant from 2 million to 7 million in 2 years. That's like a 400% growth. And he lives the life of his dreams now. He works less than ever before. He's working 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, whereas before he was working 7 days a week and couldn't take any time off and wasn't making as much money. But do you think it's a coincidence that the 7 best pizza operators in the world all have a coach? And everyone else in the room was too embarrassed or too egotistical to come even ask me a question and talk to me. So I guess the 2 lessons here are, ask your customers what brings them into your restaurant, find out more about your customers, and get a coach. Have a great day, folks. I hope you enjoyed this video. I'll see you next week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.